Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Pottery Wheel. This file allows you to feel like the clay on a pottery wheel. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but it's rather fascinating how it all starts with just a simple bit of clay, a bowl of water on the side, and a slowly turning table. It's really beautiful how something so simple can be manipulated into a beautiful thing. Close your eyes and imagine a simple round surface. The table upon which the clay will be placed. Because of how the table is used, it contains some subtle spirally patterns on the surface, because anything that happens is usually turned and turned again. Because of this, even before anything is happening, the surface of the table already contains some lovely places of fascination. But that's not what we're here for. No, you are here for the clay. Imagine your thoughts like this simple piece of clay, unstructured, kind of all over the place. All it is right now is a simple, shapeless form of clay. And it would be so nice to make something of it, to slowly shape it into a beautiful, I wonder what we could make of this. See, even though sometimes the potter has a plan, almost always the clay itself has a mind of its own as well, just like you. And while the potter can give some directions and slowly shape it, there's also some unconscious creation going on from the mind of the clay. So let's begin. As we slowly spin the table, gentle revolutions going around and around, and with fingers wetted by the water, slowly being centered in the circle and made into a more even shape. From the initial shapeless to a small cylinder, fingers pressed gently, not forcing but guiding the clay into place. Because if it was pushed too fast, too hard, it would shift or even worse, just tear. But no, the fingers know their work very well, practiced and experienced, and slowly shaping the clay bit by bit. As the initial shape is achieved, this sort of flat cylinder, now the real work can begin. table still rotates and revolves. The hands begin to move, thumbs pressing down and gently separating some of your thoughts all the way to the outside. Where first there was shapelessness, now there is a slow purpose forming. With practiced movements, those hands gently massage the edge until it stands up on its own, ready to be pulled higher and higher, while in the center an emptiness grows. The more the walls of the objects are shaped, the more empty the center becomes, the more defined the nothingness that it revolves around. All this has to happen with patience and care. The movements of the hands, slow and deliberate, precise. What's especially interesting is that ever so often those fingers get dipped back into the water, causing a cool sensation on the surface of the clay. As that water is spread thin all along the surface, allowing it to be even more smooth and perfect. Formed. It also makes sure that the clay itself doesn't dry out and keeps being malleable, possible to give any shape that the potter desires. And as parts of your mind are being pulled along a path that seems impossible to describe with simple sentences, the more the pot forms, the emptier your mind becomes. As if you can see yourself in the center, feel the nothingness inside, experience that wonderful blankness. And the more the walls are pulled up around you, the darker the inside emptiness becomes, until finally there is nothing left. And it's at that point that something strange begins to happen. Rather than fingers, subtle tools are being used along the surface to gently carve in patterns all along, starting near the rim and moving down in a spiral, slowly following each and every curve of your mind, creating beautiful patterns on the outside and perhaps even on the inside. As the rotating continues, the patterns do as well. They are carefully crafted, weaving into one another across and parallel, making all these beautiful, wondrous, strange, meaningful nothings. The emptiness inside appears to be even more defined, the richer the outside becomes, the more nothing is contained within, thinner and thinner, beautifully decorated, even feeling strange sensations as soft brushes are pulled along the surface, painting while you are still slowly revolving around your own emptiness. The soft tips of those brushes know how to caress the surface in such a way that they either match or cross the carvings, beautifully accentuating and evolving in definition. And slowly the spinning stops as the table is very gently slowed down to a halt. The pot is ready. And now from here, it is very carefully moved into a special oven where it will finally set and everything will feel even more smooth. And who knows what kind of extra detail work will happen later. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 10. And if you've been following along nicely, it'll allow you to awaken wonderfully decorated and beautiful. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And welcome back.